Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with Kyle Richards, the biggest star from Housewives of the North Pole, which will be airing December 9th. You guys have to tune in. I cannot wait. I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
You've been busy.
I mean, grateful. You know, we got to do it while we can.
Yeah.
Someone just said different thing about taking a year off. And I'm like, if I take a year off, no.
You can't in this industry.
That people like to go to, you know, and then you close it for a year, then someone's going to eat the other restaurant and the restaurant will never open again.
Yeah. Yeah. I took two years off and I'm promoting vibrators.
I love it. Why not? No, but you know, there's times that, you know, that happens and you're grateful for it, but right now I'm just going to ride the train while I can.
Yeah.
I had a dream about you last night, Tamara.
Oh,
I don't
tell.
I want to be very clear going into this. I don't normally dream about the house.
I feel so special.
Yesterday someone was asking me about the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And, you know, it's been a huge success. And I really didn't know it was going to be going into it. And so we're talking about it and they were asking if there's another season. And then I said, yes, and we're going through who was on it. And then next thing you know, I dreamt that I was with you and Taylor Armstrong. And that you guys were swearing.
Where is this going?
You guys were swearing and we got in trouble. I made her eat at the restaurant. And as a housewife, instead of holding a diamond, we all had to wear all white, I guess, because I used to do the white parties on the show all the time.
Yes.
And you and Taylor were swearing. I said, you guys, you have to stop. You have to stop that swearing right now. And then you and Taylor kissed.
Oh, what? Of course. I'm always kissing a girl. I was going to say, were we making out?
No, you did. And I was like, you have to stop that. We're in a restaurant. people.
Did you kiss anybody on Girls Trip this time around, Tamara?
No. I don't make a habit of it. I mean, just, you know, you do it one time and you can't live it down. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. That happens around here.
Yeah. Wasn't it you, Teddy, that I licked your face when I met you?
You did lick my face, but you did not get to my lips. You were coming in, but I just did a side.
I have a way with people. What can I say?
You know, it was pre-COVID times, guys.
The lip licker.
The licker.
So, Kyle, we want to take it all the way back. We were just chatting about like when we first started on Housewives, but you were like from season one of your journey. Tamara was season three. So how did you have to do like the multiple rounds of casting? Did you do the tapes where they come to the house or how did it work for you?
Well, first, before I got to that point, I was like, I don't want to do a reality show. I said to my agent, I don't want to do reality or soap opera. I already told you that.
But what were you doing at that time?
I was doing ER.
Oh, okay.
You know, my kids were little, so I had a reoccurring role on ER for almost a decade. Uh-huh. And it was a small part, but it allowed me to be there for my kids and, you know, pay for my health insurance. It was great. So then when I finally was like, okay, you know, okay. So then I went in and they put me on tape, which Andy showed on one of his show that he did. And then they came to my house and filmed me with Mauricio and they showed my kids. And then it was put on hold because the network was like, well, why do we do Beverly Hills if there's Orange County? Isn't it the same? Because they were like New Yorkers. And we're like, telling them, you know, Beverly Hills and Orange County are very different. You know, just like New York and New Jersey are very different. You know, they have different flavors. And so they were kind of putting it on hold. And then they got wind that my sister, Kathy Kim, and I were going to do a show on another network. And then Bravo called and were like, okay, we'll do it if you sign on now. And we'll greenlight it if you say yes. And that's how it happened. I was in the parking lot at Porsche's preschool.
Wow. Did Kim come on with you or after you?
She came on after me, but I called her up and I said, first I kept saying, don't you want to meet my sister? And they were like, oh, you know, New Jersey has like the siblings. We're just going to keep it like friends. And I was like, I think that's a mistake. And then I spoke with Doug and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug was like, wait a minute. I said, I keep telling them they should meet with my sister. That's when I knew that, you know, that I was, you know, they had already asked me to do it, but there wasn't any other cast members yet. And then Doug said, wait, your sister was on Escape to a Mountain? And I said, yes. And I've been telling them they should meet her. And then they said, okay, can she come over like tomorrow? So I said to Kim, get over there to Burbank, to Evolution right now. Like, where am I going?
Yeah. Was it just the two of you that acted young? Did Kathy get Kathy into the business? Did. Oh, she did.
Kathy did. Kathy was a model, child model, because she was so beautiful. My mom was wheeling her through the streets of New York City. And then Kim came along, and my mom had studied at the Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York. So when she had her kids young, she sort of was like, you know, well, you know, this is my dream. And she kind of put her kids into it. And so Kathy and Kim both did before I was even born.
Would you do a reality show with your families, with your sisters, their family, your family?
I think Beverly Hills is enough reality for me. No, honestly, it's not going to last forever. I know, but I
feels
really
like
enjoy
it.
Acting and producing, which I'm, you know, have been doing, and I really enjoy that a lot. I don't see myself doing reality with another show. No,
never say never.
I'll never say never, but I don't see that.
And speaking of Kathy, can you help us put the rumors to rest? Is she filming or not filming? Did she demand $2 million like they're saying in the press?
She said to me, I'm so embarrassed. Where do they come up with these numbers? Right. They always do that. They always say the craziest thing. That, you know, they would say, you know, they say who's making what. It's never right. Who's
it's never
asking
right.
for what? And who's yeah. fired? Who's not? It's never right. So, yeah. No, she did not ask for that. And honestly, she was shooting Paris's show, planning Paris's wedding all at the same time. It would have been impossible. And, you know, but our season is new. So, you know.
So are we going to see her or not? Maybe.
My guess would be yes.
I hope so. I love her.
We're feeling like it's coming in. All right. Well, we did a little pre-research on both of you guys. It was actually spawned by Slate, because Slate was watching some of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with me last night, and she was looking
totally
at how
appropriate.
Totally fine. Seems right for a 9-year-old. So she was like asking me about the beginning, and she was like, Mom, were you ever in the center? And I was like, nar. No, I wasn't, but nar. I was like, nar, but I was never at the end of the couch during a reunion, as if I'm trying to justify myself to my 9-year-old. However, which really cracked me up, which just to let everybody know, there is something to where you are on the couches, the same way I think that there is something to where you're standing at the beginning. Kyle, out of your 8 of 11 seasons, you've been in the middle. I mean, 8 of the 11 seasons, you've been in the middle. Tamara, 7 out of your 12 seasons, you have been in the middle.
I feel like, Kyle, you're next to Andy at the reunion every single season.
Have you ever been not next to him?
Have you ever not?
I believe one season I was, I believe one season I sat next because someone was like,
Lisa something. Vanderpump flipped out. Remember? And then you were in the.
Teddy. Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, she said that she wasn't going to hold the diamond off to the side anymore. So that went out the window.
Oh my God. Remember we heard about that.
Do you remember they used to make us hold it like this and then hold it like this?
Oh, every direction.
And then this, and then you didn't know.
So she would only do center. That is
only to center because she didn't want.
Because she wanted
to
center
on the side. Yeah.
How many times was she center?
I don't know, but that season I remember seeing the poster and I was like,
"Well, they can't be center because you're always center."
Both hands like this, but my shoulder was blocking her.
Danielle, while we're talking, can you please look and see how many times Lisa Vanderpump was center?
Oh my God!
She couldn't. I think Kyle's been center.
Hold on. If it was how many times was I 8 out of 11?
8 out of 11.
So that means Lisa would have been 2.
So Lisa was
season Camille and Adrian were season 1. And I was, and then Kim and I were each side of that, I think.
So what do you think? Do you think the primary focus is the center and then it goes out by the storyline, or what are y'all's thoughts on it?
I don't know. I've asked that before, but they say, well, it's placement because we take those pictures individually. And whoever has the better center arm gets the center. But I'm not buying that.
I don't buy it either.
I don't know. I just know that I didn't know it was a thing.
Yes, you did.
Hold on,
Kyle.
When the show started, it wasn't a thing. It really wasn't. You did not think about that. I mean, someone, you're all on the show. Someone has to go somewhere. It never was a thing until the fans started saying that.
You're probably right. Yeah.
No one knew that. We sat on the sofa. You're not thinking, this is supposed to be. We didn't know that. We were new. I knew nothing about that. And then I don't think it was till, I don't know what season, honestly, then it started becoming like, who's going to be, I think it was actually Justin Sylvester said to me, I wonder who's going to be. I was like, why? Like, don't you know that's a thing? I was like, it is.
Yeah. And then you never want to be at the end.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I remember even my first reunion, my glam team like ran back into the room and they're like, we just saw your chair. We saw your name on the thing. And I'm like, where am I? And they're like, in the middle. You're in the middle. And I'm like, wow. Like it. But also people, I'm not going to name names, but there are definitely, I was talking to Tamara about this. There are people when you go to dinners that only want to be filmed from certain sides of their faces. Like there's all different types of things that go into this.
Though
what
did we ever have that? Did our show
we did for sure.
I was someone who only likes film one side.
Yeah, do you mind if I sit on this side? I like this side better. I can't believe you're not tracking. We're not saying
she's
in the Fox Force 5. That's all I'm saying. Don't guess,
just leave it at that.
Three people,
yeah,
okay.
Well, okay,
I don't know, I never heard that. Okay, anyway.
All right, next question.
Literally sips tea.
Sips tea. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm. Literally sipping tea.
All right. Okay, if you could go back on all of your times of Real Housewives and change one thing about the way you acted in an episode, what would it be?
I mean, Teddy, there's so many. I mean, honestly, there are so many. If I'm going to start with season one, it's obvious. The limo scene with my sister Kim. I'm not even going to say that, but people didn't know all that, you know, that's what 100% want to be the first thing. Second season. There's just so many, literally there's so many.
I'll make it easier. What is your favorite season and your least favorite season?
My least favorite season. I'm going to start with that. Cause that's what always pops into my head. But season 5 with my sister Kim and Amsterdam. That was the split screen, the reunion, where there's like memes of me screaming, you're so big! I had veins bulging out of my neck and just sobbing.
Now, if it was somebody else that wasn't your sister, you probably wouldn't have cared so much, right? It's got to be hard. It's family.
100%. I mean, it's just, it's completely different than when it's your family. And it had so much a spillover effect into the rest of my family. And it was just so hard. There was just so many things. And anytime I wanted to defend myself, I would have looked bad in my family's eyes because I would have to reveal things. So I had to always take it on the chin with my hands tied behind my back.
Yeah.
Because anything I said to defend myself, to explain something, would be revealing things that I shouldn't say. And I knew that I was already like, so I would just, it was so beyond frustrating.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want any of my family on.
It's really hard. I mean, having Kathy on, you know, is different because first of all, I've been on the show so long. I'm like, you know, if people are like, why are you doing that? Why are you suggesting that? That's not a good idea. I'm like, I've been here so long. I don't care. You know, we're in a good place. Yeah. You know, let us have, you know, we'll have fun together. But my favorite season, gosh, I don't really know. I mean, I have favorite parts of every season because we actually do end up having a lot of fun, you know, as you girls know. I mean,
yes, we know.
We do have a lot of fun at times. And, you know, I think my favorite aspect of the show, though, are the girls' trips, even though they end up being like the worst. They're fun because I didn't get to do girls' trips because I was a mom so young.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know that makes sense.
Did the Lisa Vanderpump, the falling out, did that affect you in any way? I know you guys are great friends. Like, does that still linger on? Do you think you'll ever be friends with her again? Do you think she'll ever be back?
I don't know. I don't think so. And
her fans are brutal.
Yeah, I know. It's like a lot of the animal people to her, you know, I think, but I'm an avid animal lover, you know, but you know, you have, you know, she has that kind of like fan base, but, I, you know, It obviously made me sad. I'm someone who, you know, if I care about somebody and we have a falling out, I lose sleep over that. You know, I get very upset about things like that.
I can see that.
But it also changed because, you know, as you know, in doing a show like this, girls, there's always somebody you think, oh, I got to watch my back. This one could be doing this or that. And we don't have that anymore. It's different. We are dealing with the circumstances that we are dealing with, but I don't feel like anybody is like home digging up stuff and trying to create and trying to make, you know, and there, when it felt like that, it was terrible. It was so anxiety provoking. And you always feel like you're watching your back.
It's hard.
It's horrible. So it's a very different environment now. And you know, it's same drama, but just like, we're just dealing with what we're dealing with on the table.
And ratings are great. You guys are like, what, the number one rated?
Yes.
Yeah. So, your ratings are great.
I think everyone feels, and which I also think that times have changed and, and the show has changed. You know, all the women on our show are really supportive of each other. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like,
you can tell, you can see it.
We were just so talking different. About the difference between like Orange County and Beverly Hills. Cause Tamara was asking me which one I'd rather be on. And I just said, like, I feel like in Beverly Hills, you do have this relationship with everybody where you really don't want to hurt them.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt their livelihood. You want to support their businesses. You want to lift, you know, like, even though we are fighting and you go through that, you don't want to like go for blood. Whereas in Orange County, like, they're just like,
well, in Orange County, like, they're after your kids, your husband, your dog, your mother. Like, it's too much. And it gets to the point where you're like at home, like crying every single night because you're afraid of what's going to come out, you know, in the next episode and who's attacking you. And the problem is like, if somebody goes after your business, like, that's out there.
That is terrible. And none of us want to do that. We all want each other to succeed. You know, we're all in our own lane doing things and we all support each other. We, you know, we post for each other. We're proud of each other. Then it's not just for TV. I mean, they will text me, call me, you know.
That's sweet.
It's really nice. So
that's sweet. I mean, Orange County coming out of the gate. I mean, they have Shannon trying to dig up dirt on Heather and Terry. Like, it's just, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no.
Well, speaking of on Girls Trip, did you think that there was anybody needed to watch your back with on that?
So going into that, you know, I knew people. I had met almost everybody I had met at some point at NBC events and, you know, the upfronts and things like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anybody well. I had met Ramona probably more than anybody or Melissa. And people had said, oh, you know, watch out for Kenya. Watch out for Kenya. Like, you know, people... But I know to take all that with a grain of salt because, you know, we've all had moments like that where people think we're someone that we're not. So I kind of let it go in one ear and out the other. And, you know, sure enough, I got there and Kenya could not have been more lovely and fun. And I saw her as being such a girl's girl. You know, she was like coming to me, I love your shoes, right? Let me try this. Like, just like sisterly, you know, which I love. So, that was the one person that people had said something about. And then I was thinking Teresa was going to be like, you know, oh my God, she's like tough with a temper. I mean, she's like humble. She doesn't have a big ego. I mean, she's not like some of these women like are pushing to get in front of the camera at times. Like they're very much, she's not even thinking about the cameras. And I was really surprised by that.
And what's your thoughts on everything kind of going down with Ramona right now?
Oh,
well, the thing is, apparently, is that you don't like Ramona, right, Tamara?
I know I've known Ramona forever, but I was saying earlier, like, she did not do herself any good on that show.
Here's the thing about Ramona: as you watch this, you're like, oh my God, how could she do this? How could she say that? But I'm sorry. You know, she's entertaining to me.
Absolutely.
I was entertained watching her. And I know, you know, I'll probably get hate for saying that because how could you say that up as well? But she was entertaining to me. I mean, it was so funny to me when she's insulting Luann, insulting Kenya. They all go downstairs and I said to her, okay, you are going to go down and apologize. And she just looks at me, she goes, wait, what happened? Who am I apologizing to?
That's what I was saying. She like doesn't even seem aware. Like she's just.
Well, that's why she's such great.
The funniest part.
Yeah, that's why she's such great TV. It's not like she's putting on an act or anything. That's who she is. I met Ramona right. We started at the same time. So I got to know her and hang out with her and her ex-husband, and she is who she is. But is it weird?
And she's the same way on camera as she is off.
100%. But see, with me, she is very sweet. Like, you know, I can't, she says the nicest thing always. And you, Maurice, you're so sweet. And I mean, I can't even tell you how nice she was with me. So, I mean, I have to go by my experience. And yes, I can see that she was not being nice to Kenya. And Kenya said, you're a peasant. Like, I mean, they're all so.
But it's great TV. But she was messy. She was extra messy. I think Ramona was extra messy. Maybe there was. But those trips, like when we shot ours for 8 days, I think it was. It's a lot of drinking and no sleeping.
That's exactly right. 7 episodes in 8 days is what we did. So
it's a lot of work.
And she would come home and her energy level, I can't even tell you. We would come out home after something like that and she'd be like, doo, 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 and ready to keep going. We were always the last ones awake. I also have a lot of energy, so.
I have to say, I loved watching you so much on it because it's like the Kyle I love. I feel like sometimes on Beverly Hills, we don't get to see like how fun you are, how like you let things roll off your back, how you're always able to like diffuse situations. Like you watching that, I was like, that's my best friend right there.
Well, on Beverly Hills, we're just trying to stay alive. it's funny because it is very different. And I keep hearing that about the Ultimate Girls Trip, you know. You're seeing, which I felt that way too. And watching Teresa, you know, like I said, when I said, you know, a lot of these girls have big egos and they're like knocking you over to get in front of the cameras. I'm not talking about the Beverly Hills girls because actually none of them are like that on the show, but I've seen a lot of others that are very much like that. They will literally step on you to get in front of the camera.
Yep.
And Teresa was just like, so unaware. I was like, I don't even know if she knows she's on a TV show. I was like, she was just like, you know,
she's great TV.
She's great. And, you know, so it was just so funny because, you know, you're put in a very different environment when you're shooting the show, your franchise. Yeah.
I love that you stepped up and said something about the Bailey Q. Cause that was a pretty shady game. I mean, some of those, like, who's the prettiest?
I was like, I
mean, should we play that right now about the three of us? That's stupid.
Kyle, tell us, who do you really think was the prettiest on that trip? I won't tell anybody. Just tell me.
It's just the three of us here talking.
It's just the three of us.
Also, do you think me or Tamara's prettier?
Yeah.
I did not want a problem. And I was just like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be like a buzzkill, but I don't want to play that game.
And she was offended.
Oh, she was offended. And for the rest of the trip, she was not the same toward me.
The part that killed me was how everybody was calling things like their nights. Like, this is my night.
And take it so seriously.
So seriously, you messed up my night. I'm like, you're on vacation. And like, I get that, like, you get to pick the theme or whatever. But like, what do you care if somebody has a bite of food prior to the starting or like.
They were very into whose night it was and like got very into it. Like, I'm like, everybody calm down. Everybody gets a night.
Where was your night? Have we not seen your night yet?
My night was the most like wild was and fun was the slumber party, Melissa's. My night was with the psychic, which is why I was making a joke about the dinner party. We all had a vape, whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, a lot of questions came in. Does Kyle vape?
I'll let you answer that, Ted.
Of course not. Like, Kyle is the most anti. I was cracking up the last time my dad was in town. Kyle came because they're tight. And he was like smoking a cig and like blowing it. And I could see her like cringing, like, get that cig out of my face. But he just does. That's just who he is. And I was like, anybody else in this world, Kyle would be like, get that cig away from me. But she's like,
I'm very judgy actually when it comes to cigarettes and smoke. I really am. I detest it more than anything. But for the Cougs, I did let him blow some cigarettes
in your face. Oh my gosh.
No, but actually, I got a text yesterday, which is so embarrassing, by the way. My kids watch the show. Not Portia, thank God. It's not even on her radar. We're not going to let her watch that because too many topics come up that I don't want her to see. But my older kids are obsessed with the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I'm telling you, the amount of text messages, screenshots, and I'm like dreading certain things. And then my 21-year-old who's in college sends me a text saying busted with a screenshot of me, the vape. And I wrote, Sophia, you know, I do not vape. I was joking because of the party from hell. I was like a joke. That's why I did it on camera. And she's like, I'm just kidding. I was like, Don't worry,
investigative nature though had to figure out whose vape it was. So I was watching all the rest of the episodes like, I figured it out whose it is.
And they're really expensive to buy on the island over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh, since you don't really use that, could we have it? I'm like, sure.
Tamara, did you figure out whose vape it was?
No.
My guess? It's Luann's.
Probably. You're probably right. You're probably right. Tell. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just intrigued and want to talk about you having sex at a party.
This is what I didn't want to talk about, Tamara.
The world needs to know. Well, I need more details.
I know like, this how because this- we've talked about it before, but I was surprised when it came up on Girls Trip.
Is that one of those things you regretted saying, or you're like, whatever.
Tamara has so many questions about this.
Was there people at the table? Was it in a corner?
Can you show us exactly what you
were
doing?
Do you have a video? Like, I have so many questions.
She wants to know if the zipper hurt him.
I know. That's what Melissa wanted to know. Well, let me just say, hold on. I just would like to say that I was in my 20s and nobody knew.
Okay.
And the zipper did not hurt him. He didn't say anything about the zipper. It was discreet, even though it was at the table. I mean, it was like a lap dance, but with clothes on. And here's the thing.
Did you have a long dress on or short? Because somebody pointed out on Girls Trip that if it's formal, how did you pull your dress all the way up?
Guys, it was in my 20s. I just really, yeah. I'm not giving any more details. So here's the thing. I'm so worried about them watching this. And then I don't know if I should say this and this is coming up and here's what happened. Or I just like pretend it didn't happen. Like go about my business. It's so embarrassing. And now I have to worry about them watching this.
And hopefully you know, listening to this to get even
better. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So So, you know, would I ever do that again? No. But this is the thing. They asked me the truth, and my instinct is just to tell the truth. So I said it, and then later.
Yeah, and we love that you did. I think it's awesome.
We were talking about this last night. My husband said, well, why did you tell them that? And I said, because it's the truth, and it just came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So now I need to start, I guess, maybe centering myself.
What led into a conversation?
No, because it's already out there.
Yeah.
It's already out there.
It is
what
it is. You were 20. You were young. It's not like you did it last week.
Google my name now and that comes up too.
Oh, well, it's lovely. A real talent. I'm going to try to figure out how to do that in my 40s.
Oh, and then Cynthia doubting me in her interview. Wait, what is she doing? This? Well, yeah, Cynthia. That's
yeah,
right.
Actually, when you're dancing, that's exactly what happens. Have you not seen Kyle do the splits? Another question for you is...
I was not doing the splits at the table, though, Lisa.
Well, they didn't give you enough drinks.
Exactly. I was not overserved.
We also have to say congratulations to flip topics and then come back to, and we're going to do listener questions before we take a break. But... congratulations on Farrah's engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Ring is so beautiful. We love Alex so much. I was at Portia's bar mitzvah, and that was one of the, you know, best parties I've ever been to. So, like, what are you going to do for the wedding?
Oh, geez.
Well, if I had known how much the wedding was going to cost me, I wouldn't have been on the bar mitzvah. Yeah, I'm semi-kidding. She is our last child. So we did go over the top for the bat mitzvah. We were excited. And it was a time to celebrate because we've all been like not able to do anything for so long because of the pandemic. We just really wanted to enjoy ourselves. And so now, you know, moving forward with the wedding, you know, it's got to be equal or better. Bat mitzvah.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to make it beautiful.
Have you started planning yet? Too soon?
No, I have to ask her, but you know, everything's been so chaotic since she got engaged. It's like, well, I don't want to be so pushy. Do I say, where is it going to be? When? Like she did say a short engagement. So I do know that.
Keeks, it's all happening.
Exciting.
We have
it's
to exciting. Take a little break and we come back. I'm going to give you some listener questions. All right. Some listener questions. We're going to just rapid fire. Okay.
Okay.
If you had to do a solo trip and your choices to go with were Cynthia, LVP, or Carlton, who would you pick?
Oh my God.
Cynthia.
That'd be fun times. All right. Favorite franchise other than your own?
Favorite franchise other than my own? I watch all of them, you know. Right now I'm really enjoying Salt Lake City.
They're so good.
They're fun. Yeah. And then, you know, of course I always watch, you know, OC because we have the same producers and crew. So I like, you know, I hear like little tidbits here and there. So I don't know.
All right. If you had to swap lives with another housewife, who would it be?
I mean, one of you guys, because I like your husband.
We have a type.
We have a type, you guys.
We do.
I'll just go with you. In fact, when I'm scrolling and I see your husband, my husband, I'm like, they look like they could kind of all just kind of be related.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. No, they all mesh just fine. Okay.
Other than that, I'm good. I
last housewife you texted. Me?
Yeah. Well, that's how, yeah, you and the, yeah. I mean, I say you, cause I mean, you're always a housewife to me and you're the last one I texted. Other than you, it would have been Rinna.
How's Rinna doing?
She's doing okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's like hard, obviously, you know, to jump back into work, but yet you kind of want to jump back into work because it's a good distraction. And, you know, after losing your mom, you know, obviously it's so difficult, but she lived 93 and a half years and her mom wouldn't want her sitting home and, you know, wallowing this, and she would want her to be up and getting back to work. So kind of, it's a mix of emotions.
Yeah. Okay. Finish this sentence. Andy Cohen is. I know. You can't get mad at me because this was a copy and paste job.
I'm texting you right now, you little biatch.
I just can't help it. It's the listeners.
Andy Cohen is, I mean, I go to two ways. You know, he's a shit stirrer. and Andy Cohen is funny. I don't know. I mean, he's like our psychologist.
Yeah.
He's our group psychologist.
He's our group therapist. And to close out, because I know you are on a busy, busy press day, can you tell us a little bit more about North Pole?
Yes, the Housewives of the North Pole. And, you know, to be clear, it's no affiliation with the TV show, the reality show. But the reason it has the name is because it's two best friends who every year they team up together to compete in this. So they live in the small town, North Pole, Vermont, which, by the way, I didn't know was a real place.
Don't know. Me neither.
And they every year they team up and they win this contest for the best Christmas decorating of their home. It's a big thing in the town. And they end up having a big falling out, which you see in the trailer. And I throw my Frappuccino in her face. So they completely are divided. The whole town knows about it. Everyone's talking about it. And they decide to go toe-to-toe and team up against each other. So it's like all-out war. And that's where the drama part comes in. But there are two kids who end up sort of falling in love, I can say. They team up together and try to bring us back together. And it's a really sweet, funny, touching. I cried in the movie. I laughed. It's just really touching. And it really gives you all the holiday feels, really gets you into the holiday spirit. And it just looks so visually beautiful. It's such like a classic Christmas movie vibe.
Ugh, I can't wait to see it on Thursday. And it's so exciting for you. And I know, are we allowed to say that you already have your next movie booked for something else
you
coming
do?
Up?
Oh my God, you are killing it.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm doing the next Halloween again. Halloween ends and I'm really excited to start shooting that in the beginning of next year.
You are such a rock star. I'm so proud of you. And, you know, thank you so much for coming on with us. And you have to come back and cover some of the others. What?
I mean, we're right down the street. Tamara, when are we all getting together?
I know. I saw you guys jogging yesterday and I had FOMO.
Tamara, like, maybe you should come to the North Pole premiere with me.
I would love to.
If I can get you in.
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, you have no idea, because of COVID and everything. I was telling Teddy this the other day. It's so restricting because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all the whatever.
Yeah. You know. All the testing and all the things. I'll email them
friends,
and see.
You can't bring your husband or significant other. So awkward. Yes.
Yeah, that's.
So I can't bring my
you
podcast. I'm going to say my podcast significant other.
Your significant,
we need a girls' night out.
You have connection to NBC Universal.
Yeah. Peacock is our biggest fan. We're so.
I would love to see that though.
No, we're so excited to see it, and thank you for joining us. You guys, thanks for joining us for another week of Two Teas on the Pod. Two Teas in a Pod.
It's and, like we're on the toilet.
I know. Jeez. On the pot.
On the pot.
Send in your questions. Anything else you want us to discuss. And Kyle, once again, thanks for always joining. We love you.
It's so fun seeing you guys doing this together. I love it.
Oh, thank you. It's been amazing.
So fun talking to you girls.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Kyle. Thank you.
How great was she?
She's amazing. I'm telling you, when I met her for the first time, I was so intimidated. She's so beautiful, has such a presence. And I'm like, she's going to hate me. Oh, God, I feel like this little old, you know, girl over here in the corner. And she was so kind, so sweet. Get over here, girl. Let me fix your shirt. Let me do this. I mean, you need a belt. Like, and she's just so kind. So kind.
Well,
and we just fell in love with her.
You guys have to. I mean, I want to finish her book even more than before. And I know we're running out of time for this episode. I feel like it flew by.
It did.
But we have a couple hot takes that have just come in while I was doing this podcast.
Oh my God. Do I know about them?
I sent them on our group text, but it was during the podcast. So I'm not sure.
Oh, I haven't looked.
Word on the street, Meredith and Jen had an affair with the same guy.
Shocker.
Hold on. Who's
like
this
recently
guy?
Or like in the past?
It's unclear, but remember they were alluding to an affair that Jen was having on this last episode of Salt Lake.
So they're sharing guys?
Maybe that's why they have issues with each other. I mean, maybe. We're obviously just speculating. But
do you think it's going to come out now? Andy's going to bring it up at the reunion if they didn't talk about it on the show while filming.
I know. Well, it's already out there. I mean, if two judgy girls are posting it.
Yeah, they know everything. do we know who this guy is? Is there a picture of him?
There's not. It's not there yet. We're going to have to keep sleuthing.
Well, you know, those fans are going to dig deep and they're going to figure it out.
Thanks, you guys. Make sure to write in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.